From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back behind the microphone and presenting the Gospel of Christ on our program once again. My thanks to my fellow ministers, Mr. John Gray and Mr. Larry Power, for their labours during the month of July. I know you enjoyed their ministry, and I trust that the Lord has blessed his word that they presented to everyone who listened. Today we return to our study of Mark's Gospel, and we're in chapter 9, looking at the verses 33 to 37. Before we actually read those verses, let me remind you that the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available. This issue is devoted to a study of the person and work of the Holy Spirit, and the errors that are taught today about his ministry in many places. You can send for a free copy. Please do, and we'd be happy to send it to you. You can write to us, the address will be given at the end of the program, or you can telephone us. If you don't get speaking to us, just simply leave your name and your address on our answering machine. Do send for a copy of the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly. Now we're going to read from the Gospel of Mark, the chapter 9, beginning at the verse 33. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them, and when he had taken him in his arms, he saith unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And God will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Here's the SMS singers with Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. Born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. The day submission.
Savior, praising my Savior.
Please turn with me now to those verses that we read together earlier, verses 33 to 37. We have an incident here that is worthy of our consideration. The Lord Jesus has travelled to Capernaum and enters into a house there. And then this conversation takes place between him and his disciples. I want us to notice, first of all, that Christ is the silent listener to every conversation. See what we read in verse 33? "What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?" The Saviour had heard their disputings. And it is very clear that though they do not answer him when he asks this question, he nevertheless was well acquainted with what it was they were talking about. Now, it is a wonderful truth that I wish to set before you, that Christ is the silent listener to every conversation. It is a truth that was once very, very widely believed in our land. Indeed, many homes had a little plaque hanging on the wall. I can see it now. It was red, usually, with gold lettering. The statement on that little plaque started off saying that Christ is the head of this house. He is the silent listener to every conversation. Happy indeed is that people who truly believe this. What an impact such a truth would have on the behavior of society today if it were received and if it were believed. I wonder, do you consciously recognize and realize that the Lord Jesus Christ, irrespective of what place he has in your heart, he is nevertheless the silent observer of all that you say and all that you do and all that you think? You might never give a thought to him, but his eyes are upon us all. Secondly, I want you to note that we will be asked an account by the Lord of even our most trivial conversations. This conversation that the disciples engaged in as they walked along the road would have been, to them, idle talk. They were talking of who they thought would be the greatest in the work and service of the Lord Jesus Christ. But nevertheless, trivial and all as they may have considered that conversation to have been, here they are asked to give an account of it. Is this not a sobering thought? We need to recognize this truth. The fact of God's judgment and of our giving an account to God one day is a truth that is rarely preached upon in the pulpits of the land. It certainly is rarely considered by the general public. It is nevertheless very true. In Matthew chapter 12, the verse 36, Matthew 12, verse 36, we read these words, the Savior's words. "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment." That surely is a fearful thought. What idle chatter, what idle talk, what foolish talk takes place day and daily without any consideration of this fact that one day we will give an account of what it is we have to say. It is the forgetting of this truth that has caused the casting off of all restraints that once held our forefathers in check and curbed the evil impulses of men in the past. Today's behavior in society is much worse than the behavior of past generations. There can be no doubt about that. But it is not that today's people are any worse in their nature. They are not. What is the explanation, then, for today's increased wickedness? Well, it is simply this. There has been a casting over, a breaking down of the restraints that held in check the evil and wicked impulses of the human heart in days gone by. The fences are broken, the barriers are down, and folk now enter upon things that in the past they would have not dared to do, because they were held in check by a knowledge of certain truths that today are forgotten. And one of those certain truths is the fact that we will be asked one day by God for an account of what it is we have said. In Romans chapter 3 and the verse 18, we read these words. I always like to repeat the text just in case you're writing it down or you want to look it up, even as I'm speaking. Romans chapter 3 and the verse 18. Paul the Apostle is speaking and he's describing mankind in his day, aye, and today. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And that's the explanation, you know, for the horrendous deeds that are done today. Every decency has been violated, it seems, although each day usually brings some incident that is even more wicked than we ever thought could have been ever contemplated by men. But children are not safe. The elderly are not safe. There is nothing, it seems, that man will not put forth his hand to in wickedness. Why is that? Because there is no fear of God before their eyes. They've forgotten God. They've forgotten God. This is a generation that has forgotten God. He never comes into their thoughts. He never is considered as the judge and the one before whom we must give an account. Now, of course, I must say that I blame the pulpits for this. The truth of God is not taught from the pulpit today. Rather, men oftentimes in the pulpit feel they must entertain their congregation, such as they are, with the ramblings of their own foolish notions and ideas. And in consequence, the great truths of the gospel have almost disappeared from the minds and thoughts and contemplations of men. And as a result of that, wickedness has broken out on every hand. Take heed, dear friend. Heed what God says here. This sobering truth that we're all going to give an account one day to God, even for the words we utter. We're going to return to this portion of God's Word next week. Remember our program tonight, when we will be playing the first extract from the testimony of the Reverend Phil Owen of Boston, New York, USA, which we will be featuring throughout the month of August. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.